It's day three of the municipal strike in Quatacusa and essential services are being hit hard. Waste collection has stopped, lifeguards are off duty, and in towns like Stanger, rubbish is piling up in the streets and the municipality is urging households not to put their bins out. And at the heart of it is a demand to implement a 2022 council resolution to upgrade job gradings to level 5, something workers say have been ignored for too long. But there's also serious allegations of corruption and fraud in the municipal payroll. Union leaders say they're fed up and that this strike is about accountability as much as it's about wages. So on the line with us is Thembiso Dlamini from the South African Municipal Workers Union. He's going to talk about what's driving the strike, what outcome they're demanding, and how long they're prepared to stay out. Good morning, Thembiso. Welcome to 88FM.
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, let's just start at the beginning. You know, the core issues, you're talking about a grade 5 job upgrade promised by council in 2022. What exactly was agreed and why hasn't this been implemented?
It's emanating from the discussion that started in 2019 when we were discussing in terms of the municipality move from grade 4 to grade 5. And apparently, when the council took a decision to upgrade senior managers to grade 5, and the discussion was to say the municipal manager, who's an accounting officer, must do a process in order to implement it even in a lower workers. And subsequently, up to this far, there is nothing has been done. And there was a lehotla this year early, and lehotla again emphasize that point that workers should be moved from category 4 to category 5 or to grade 5. And up to this far, there's nothing has been done.
Okay, and do you think this is an issue that council can implement, or is this something that needs to go up to national level from in the bargaining council?
Fortunately enough, I'm sitting in the bargaining council. There are three items that we're dealing with at the bargaining council. The first one is an issue of wage curve. And there is another one, which is the main collective agreement. And the other one is a framework on a COVID allowance. So all those three things, there is nothing that talk about the grade. Okay. As the municipality, we are not saying the municipality must develop a new salary. So in the wage care, that's where we'll be developing a new salary of each and every grade. But here, the workers are saying, move us to the existing wage care of category 5.
Yeah. Last year, can I just...
There is no impact of what is going on at a national level.
Okay. So last year, a 5-year wage agreement was signed nationally. It gave municipal workers a 6% raise and more than above inflation increases that are still to come. Wasn't that the deal that was meant to bring some stability?
So, yes, we have signed the agreement of 5 years. The first agreement was to say pay workers on 4.5, and in March, then they'll get 1.5, which is 6% when you add together.
Yeah.
So, and this year would be 5.01 because it's CPI plus 0.75, and CPI currently it's 4.26. Then when you add 4.26 and 0.75, it make 5.01. So there is no that above CPI,
yeah,
or above inflation. It's just that they adjust it in order for us to live.
Okay, but
because
you know,
the high rate of the electricity bill or the water and everything is beyond that 6% increase.
Yeah, but you know, these rates are being footed by the ratepayers, and you know, South Africa's municipal workers are already rated among the highest paid in the world relative to service output. So we've got a time of economic crisis. We've got widespread austerity. The budget, the adjustment budget in February, had a deficit of 270 million. So our bill in Kwadikuza amounts to almost 670 million. That's almost 30% of the budget expenditure. Are you saying that they now, on top of their salary increase, need an extra amount in terms of the grading? Do you think possibly that that is fair to the ratepayer to be asked to foot more of this salary increase?
If it was fair for ratepayers to pay Section 54A and Section 56, why is it not fair to pay us?
Are you saying that the ratepayers now need to pay more towards the salary bill? Because this is the salary comes from the ratepayers, and already, you know, the Kwadikuza municipality has proposed almost double-digit increases for the current 2025-26 budget. So at the moment, because of the deficit budget, the austerity that is placed in the new budget, there is no extra. I mean, critical infrastructure has already been cut down. Essential services are at a real strain. So do you think that it's fair now to bring in a wage negotiation at a time when there is such pressure economically on the austerity of the budget?
Well, there's no wage negotiation. The wage negotiation we concluded last year in September.
The grade.
There's no wage negotiation. We are done with the wage negotiation till 5 years.
Okay,
all what we are saying, pay workers according to other workers, because there's the same budget as a regulate that is adopted to pay Section 54 and Section 56. So pay us too.
Okay. So why wasn't this resolved through negotiation? Why wasn't this resolved through negotiation around the table? Why are more than 700 workers, many of them essential, striking at the moment?
I can't get your point. Why is negotiation is what?
Why wasn't this resolved through negotiation with Kwadikuza Municipality?
One of the issues that we are raising, we are saying the non-sitting of LLF. LLF is a local labor forum where we are negotiating at a local forum.
Okay.
And it's not sitting, not because of our oath. In our memorandum, we said, we note that we are coming as organized labor, the employer in terms of the council are coming, but the senior managers, who are the advisors of the council, they are not coming. That make the council not sit, or make that forum not sit. Because the councillors, they are not being advised through by the senior managers if they are not sitting in the LLF.
Okay. So you've also raised allegations of payroll fraud. And what has been the municipality's response to these claims?
We are saying there was an attempt to deal with the payroll, and there was again fraud that it's for public domain that you are aware of. 35.7 million that was missing, and some it's returned. So all what we are saying there is no consequence management.
Yes.
There is no report that come up and say this is what happened and this is the consequence management or whatever.
Okay, so this is
business as usual. So we can't have an institution or have a big institution like municipality and the ratepayers complaining that they don't have money, but there is money that is being misused and there is no accountability on it.
Yeah, but this is not the ratepayers. The ratepayers are also demanding accountability for that, if you're referring to the 35.7 million heist that took place at the end of January, where money was taken from the primary bank account of the municipality. Is that the one that you're referring to?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That you can't have such things, but not being paid.
But do you think this is
ratepayers' money that we're talking about?
Yeah,
we are ratepayers because we are resident of Kwadikuza too.
Yeah,
as well.
Do you think that this is something that can be resolved through strike action?
Sorry.
Do you think this is something that can be resolved through strike action? Because accountability has always been an issue with the municipality. Many people, even the opposition parties, a lot of the council members are demanding accountability on this 35.7 million heist, and they are currently investigating it. Do you think a strike action is the right way to go about getting that?
We do think that the strike action will put more pressure for the municipality to take these things seriously.
Okay. So what are your outcome? What are you hoping for here? What's the timeline for resolutions?
We set the 5 days timeline, and we're hoping that within the 5 days, the employer should come back and tell us. So, because our mandate is clear.
Yeah.
We implement category 5, but we are giving them the leeway to say implement it on the 1st of July 2025.
Okay. So that was Thembisa Dlamini, KwaZulu-Natal's chairperson of SAMWU. The union remains locked in a standoff with the municipality, and for now, services across Kwadukuza continue to hang in the balance. We will follow the story as it continues to unfold.